three decades of hard work at a county level, and a lot of people who would have been big supporters of Paddy and big Fine Gael supporters down those decades would have certainly shared many stories where he was a very, very hard-working public representative on the ground. And as people will also be aware, at a more national and international level, his work for peace, his vision and his vision for Northern Ireland and the Northwest put him ahead of his time in terms of his legacy. And I certainly would like to acknowledge the work that he did both at a local level and also his work at a peace process level, and pass on my sympathy to the family, the wide Hart family, at this very, very sad time.
As you say, Paddy was working very much on peace, and in working with people like Glenn Farr back in the late 1990s, he was reaching out to loyalists at a time when perhaps not very many people were from the Republic.
Yeah, there were very dark days, and I suppose it's difficult for a lot of people, including myself, to imagine what it was like to be a public representative at a time when you probably went to bed at night and you were wondering about the safety of your own family. So that was indeed a very, very dark time. And he took political risk. He took political risk by reaching out. But by doing that, he has set a whole new pathway for this generation, and I think that contribution was immense. It took courage to do that as well. And while our paths didn't cross politically, because Paddy left politics in 97, I came in 1999, and even though we didn't work at the same time in our political journeys, his legacy kept coming up, and the work that he was involved in certainly paved the way for a lot of work that I've been involved in the last number of years. So once again, I'd just like to acknowledge his role in terms of bringing peace, working for peace, working hard for his community, and working hard for County Donegal as well.